The regular season has come and gone, and only 20 teams remain after Sunday's selection show. The Wildcats get a well-earned bye after closing out the regular season and will be waiting anxiously to find out their opponent for the second round. We'll get into all that today, but with that being said, I'm Gannon Parker, and welcome back to This Week in Wildcats Football. Indiana Wesleyan completed the regular season by staying perfect at home and continuing their dominance over the Lawrence Tech Blue Devils, going 7-0 in the all-time series. Roosevelt Cage had a standout showing in the absence of Ryan Whitwell, finding the end zone on four separate occasions. The Wildcats remained at the number 3 spot in the NAIA rankings and were given that seed in this year's playoffs. Taylor defeated Concordia in the Cardinals' final ever game. Taylor won that one 20-14. Siena Heights beats Medina 45-3. St. Xavier beats Judson 38-6. Olivet Nazarene beats St. Francis Indiana 39-31. Defiance beats Bluffton 23-21. And Marion beats St. Francis Illinois 37-28. Your final standings in the MSFA. First, we'll start with the Midwest League. Marion and St. Francis Indiana take shares of the Midwest League, going 4-1 in conference play apiece. Marion going 8-2 overall. St. Francis Indiana going 8-3 overall. St. Francis of Illinois went 7-3 overall, 3-2 in conference play. Olivet Nazarene went 6-4 overall, 3-2 in conference play. St. Xavier went 5-6 overall, 1-4 in conference play. And Judson finishes 1-9, going 0-4 in conference play. Moving over to the Mideast League, the Indiana Wesleyan Wildcats take sole possession and they win the Mideast League in the 2024 season, going 10-1 overall, 5-0 in conference play. The Trojans go 9-2 overall, 4-1 in conference play. Concordia 5-6 overall, 3-2 in conference play. Siena Heights 3-7 overall, 2-3 in conference play. Lawrence Tech 2-8, 1-4 in the conference. Defiance goes 4-7 overall, and rounding out is Madonna, going 0-11 in the season, 0-5 in conference play. Those are your final scores and standings from the 2024 MSFA regular season. So the Wildcats get the victory this week. They stay perfect at home this season. They won every home game by a pretty substantial score. This one no different. The Wildcats beat Lawrence Tech 58-10. They outscored the Blue Devils in the final 48 minutes of play by a score of 51-3. The final score was 58-10. Looking at the scoring summary, Roosevelt Cage got things going early with a 1-yard touchdown run. Then Lawrence Tech broke off a big one with Devon Bentley taking it 60 yards to the house. Moving over to the second quarter, Roosevelt Cage had a couple touchdowns, one from 3 yards out, the next one from 64. Isaac Smith caught a couple touchdown passes before the end of the half. First one coming from 13 yards out, the other from 25. Moving over into the second quarter, Roosevelt Cage on just the second play of the half took one 75 yards to the crib. Then the Blue Devils had a 37-yard field goal about halfway through the third quarter. Towards the end, Miles Cox had a 2-yard touchdown pass from Arjun Lothe. Then moving over into the final quarter, freshman Brady Miller was able to join in on the scoring with a 12-yard touchdown run. And towards the end of the fourth quarter, Jack Doty was able to put a 28-yarder through the uprights to make your final score 58-10. Just looking at the stats that are right in front of me, the Wildcats end the day with 31 first downs to just the Blue Devils 14. For the Wildcats, 13 on the ground, 18 through the air, none were aided by penalty. For the Blue Devils, 5 on the ground, 5 through the air, 4 of them aided by penalty. Rushing yards, the Wildcats hit the 3-century mark, going 303 yards on the ground. Blue Devils rack up 138. The Wildcats also had 317 yards through the air to the Blue Devils 102. So the Wildcats put up 620 yards of offense, while the defense held the Blue Devils to just 240 overall. A stat that we have highlighted so many times, and it really has never been in favor of the Wildcats, except for maybe once. Penalties. The Wildcats commit 10 on this day, giving up 147 yards of field position. As for the Blue Devils, they only committed 5. That was 34 yards of field position given up. Moving over to the individual stats, we'll start with the Blue Devils. Ryan Schuster got the start at quarterback, going 13 of 32 for just 102 yards and an interception. The Wildcats were able to get 5 total sacks. Schuster was the victim of 3 of them. Preston Crum came in on just 1 attempt. He was sacked. Then Corey Chavez came in for a series. He got sacked, was never able to get the ball out of his hands. Rushing, Devon Bentley, 29 attempts for 137 yards and a score. One of those was a 60-yarder that he took to the crib. Ryan Schuster had an okay game on the ground, 9 attempts for just 10 yards. He lost 17 because of the sacks. Daniel Steele got 3 attempts for just 5 yards. Receiving, Buddy Banks Williams had 1 catch for 28 yards. Jaden Rembert, 4 catches for 24. And Bryston Heaton, 1 catch for 13 yards. Moving over to the Wildcats, Kyle Antoine, a solid day. 13 of 21, 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. Arjun Lothe, 12 for 16 for 129 and a score. And Austin Myers got involved, going 2 for 2 for just 17 yards. On the ground, Roosevelt Cage, 15 attempts for 218 yards and 4 touchdowns. Brock Short, 8 attempts, 46 yards, no scores. And Brady Miller, 1 attempt for 12 yards and a touchdown. Receiving, Isaac Smith led the way in all categories, 8 receptions for 103 yards and 2 touchdowns. Levi Tidwell, 3 catches for 58. Miles Cox, 5 catches, 53 yards and a score. And Grant Irwin, 3 catches for 31 yards. Moving over to the defensive side of the ball for the Blue Devils, Sylvester Jones led the way in tackles with 9, 5 solo, 4 assisted. Rono Lackey, 8 total tackles, 5 assisted, 3 solo. And Brody Snyder, 8 total tackles, 7 assisted, 1 solo. Moving over to the Wildcats, Drake Deshetsky and Luke Bays lead the way, both with 8 tackles. Deshetsky, 7 assisted, 1 solo. Bays, 6 assisted, 2 solo. Preston Sykes, 7 tackles, 6 assisted, 1 solo. Neil Campbell with 6 total tackles, 2 assisted, 4 solo. And Clayton Mosier with 5 total tackles, 2 assisted, and 3 solo. Highlight for Antonio White as well, 5 total tackles, 2 assisted, 3 solo, but he also had 2 pass breakups as a defensive lineman. He was dominant throughout the day. Ethan Dutra forced a fumble the Blue Devils were able to recover, and Kalik Holland came down with the only INT of the game for the Wildcats. So those are your main stats to highlight coming from that game. Now, before we get into more insights and thoughts on said game, I want to take a look at the final regular season stats before the playoffs for this Wildcat team. They averaged just under 50 points a game, 49.45 points per game, while only allowing about 10.9 points a game, so just under 11. In total, the Wildcats have scored 544 points while only allowing 120 total. For first downs, the Wildcats 135 on the ground and 155 through the air. In total, they have 302 while only allowing 174 on the season. For rushing, they have gained 2,509 yards on the ground while only giving up 1,144. For passing, they have given up just 1,754 while racking up 3,195. For touchdowns, the Wildcats have 33 passing touchdowns on the year while allowing just 7. Rushing touchdowns, almost identical. They have scored 34 while only allowing 7. So some pretty impressive stats, if I do say so myself. The Wildcats just running over opponents. They get 10 wins on the season. Their only loss, of course, coming to Valparaiso. They lost that game 20-17 back in late September. But from there on out, it really just has been sheer dominance by this Indiana Wesleyan team. Looking at this game against the Blue Devils, I was thoroughly impressed with Kyle Antoine. He's had a couple off games, I guess you could call them. And I don't really like that term because he still played rather well. It just was not to the standard that he has set for himself. But in this game, he goes 13 of 21, 171 yards. He was not sacked. He gets a couple touchdowns. He did a nice job protecting the ball. No interceptions, no fumbles or anything like that. And one of the things that when I was talking to Coach Rohde last week leading up to the Blue Devils game was him talking about just making the right reads. He was fed up with himself with the way he was playing, but he wanted him to just do the right things, protect the ball, and he did exactly what he needed to do. Now, the rushing attack, oh my goodness. Roosevelt Cage, 15 attempts for 218 yards and 4 touchdowns. No question for the MSFA. He earned Offensive Player of the Week. There's really nobody else that can compare the way that Cage played. He has done an tremendous job in the absence of Ryan Whitwell. Of course, Whitwell hurt himself during the bye week during practice. It was a non-contact injury on the hamstring. Head coach Andrew Rohde is very optimistic that Whitwell will be good to go for the playoffs. There's really no need to rush. Cage has shown that he can be a starting running back. He's done a nice job in that role. And it really just has been sheer dominance on the ground these past few weeks. They have relied a lot more on their running attack that they have in weeks past, especially with the way that Antoine struggled. I think he's really getting back into his saddle, though. I think this was a good get-right game, not just for Antoine, but for the entire offense. And it showed teams, hey, they don't even have their starting running back, and they're still able to do these kinds of things on the ground. This is something that a lot of teams are going to need to prepare for as they head into the playoffs. Another thing that I want to highlight, and involves football, but it really it's all about Indiana Wesleyan sports. They're the only school in the NAIA that is participating in all fall national championships. So they have six teams going: men's and women's cross country, men's and women's soccer, football, and then women's volleyball. So quite an impressive feat from the school of Indiana Wesleyan University. I know they're very proud of their athletics program. They've done a tremendous job getting good coaches, recruiting good players, so you love to see them do well. We hope the best for all Indiana Wesleyan athletic teams going into these national championships. So once again, the Wildcats get a much-needed victory. They stay undefeated at home. They continue their home-winning streak. That number's kind of skewed because of the 2021 season. Some of those games had to be given up as forfeits for having an ineligible player on the roster. So depending on which way you look at it, could be 24, 25 games, could be 18. That seems to be more the official number that I'm going to go with, just because I just want to stay away from that year of forfeits. So 18 straight wins at home for the Wildcats. They have really just done a nice job protecting home turf. The fans were out and about, despite the fact that this game was a blowout. And I know we talk about the offense a lot, but I thought the defense was tremendous. Take away that one rush from Devon Bentley. It was a great design play. It was on a delayed handoff. The offensive line did a nice job selling it like it was a pass play. They all started backing up, so the defense backed away. Bentley had a nice hole to go through, cut to the right side, and that speed really carried him past the Wildcat defensive backs. But overall, the Wildcats did a tremendous job. They're able to get five sacks on the day. We talked about Antonio White doing a nice job at the line, breaking up passes. He has really come into his own as of late in these past few games, and he's done a nice job this whole season. We could see Robbie Hunter do a nice job in the backfield. Luke Bays, Clayton Mosier, and Deshetsky, the three linebackers, did a tremendous job as well, shutting down the run, as well as making Schuster, Crum, and Chavis uncomfortable. It didn't matter really who the quarterback was on this day. The defense was stellar. They shined as they really have all season long. So I think Rhodey has done a nice job just making sure that defense is good to go each and every week. Credit to the entire defensive coaching staff, drawing up great game plans each week. So that is how the regular season ends for the Wildcats. And now we get into the really exciting stuff. The NAIA playoffs are here for football, the championship series. So there are 20 teams in this playoff. It is not a traditional bracket that we are used to seeing in college football. So the top 12 teams, they get first round byes. So we'll go over the 12 teams here right now. Kaiser at 1, Grandview at 2, Indiana Wesleyan at 3. Those have been the top three teams for about the past couple months. Montana Western at 4, St. Thomas at 5, Morningside at 6, Montana Tech at 7, Texas Wesleyan at 8, Benedictine at 9, Georgetown at 10, Northwestern at 11, and Mid-America Nazarene finishes at 12. So the 13 through the 20 seed, they will play this weekend, so four teams will go home, which will make it 16 total teams, and then it'll just be like a normal playoff. The one seed will get the lowest seed remaining, the two seed will get the second lowest seed, and then you just continue that pattern. So the games this weekend: number 13 seed Baker from Kansas will host number 20 seed Pikeville from Kentucky. Number 14 seed Dickinson State from North Dakota will face number 19 seed Kansas Wesleyan. Number 15 seed Southwestern, also from Kansas, will host the MSFA's very own number 18 St. Francis, Indiana. Number 16 Friends University out of Kansas will host number 17 OUAZ. So those are the four matchups that are going on this weekend. So the Wildcats will not know who their opponent is until after Saturday's action. Just talked a little bit ago. So St. Francis of Indiana is the only other MSFA team in the playoffs. Marion did win a share of the Midwest title this season, but they finished the rankings at 24. They missed the playoffs. Another MSFA team that was not included in the playoffs is Taylor. They went 9-2 overall. They went 4-1 in conference play, had a pretty good record. They finished at number 22, so they were just two spots away from making the playoffs. So a couple MSFA teams feel that they might have been gypped out of the playoffs. An unfortunate scene for both of those teams. Was kind of hoping to see more MSFA teams. You always want to get good representation from the conference that your particular team is in just to show the strength of your conference. Also nice to see some of those teams having a little more success. We have seen Taylor hit the lowest of lows in years past. Was kind of hoping to see that they might be able to get in. Obviously, pulling for the Wildcats, so you don't really want to fully root for your rival, but it still would have been cool to see them get in. Same with Marion. Unfortunately, they finished 22-24, and they missed the playoffs for this season. So the Wildcats, they will get the third lowest seed remaining, and if the, let's say hypothetically, the 13, the 14, the 15, and the 16 win, the Wildcats, I believe, would end up playing the number 15 seed, because that would be, no, they would play the 14, because they would be the third lowest seed remaining, because the 15 and 16 seed won. So the 16 seed would play Kaiser, the 15 seed would play Grandview, and then the 14 seed would play Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan right now is in a position where they will host until the quarterfinals, and then for the semifinals, they would have to travel on the road, assuming A, the Indiana Wesleyan continues to win, and B, Grandview and or Kaiser do not lose. If one of those teams loses, the Wildcats will then be the second, or even if both of those teams lose, they would then be the highest seed remaining, which means they would host until the national championship, which is played at a neutral site. So the Wildcats, still a lot on the line for them, but they have a much-needed bye. Get some players healthy. I think it's going to be a really productive weekend. The Wildcats still following a pretty regular practice schedule this week. I was talking with Drake Deshetsky a couple days ago, and he said the practice schedule has looked almost the same. The only difference is instead of playing on Saturday, they just have a bit of a lighter practice on Saturday morning. Thankfully, the temperature will be a little warmer than it has been earlier here this week in Marion. We saw snow yesterday. Temperatures reached the low 20s. So pretty cold week in Marion overall, but I'm sure they'll be grateful that the snow should be off of their field for that Saturday practice. They'll get some good rest. They'll be able to watch film, but also pay attention to what goes on, and they can immediately start preparing for their opponents. And I think it's going to be a very interesting playoffs just to see how a lot of these teams end up shaking out. So the Wildcats, of course, are off this week, and we'll find out who their opponent is after Saturday's slate of playoff games. That's all for this week in Wildcat football.